Well, welcome again to Belmont. My name is Wes. I'm one of the elders here at Belmont and also the interim community groups director. Let me just say that anytime I have an opportunity to stand up here before you, it is truly my honor and really it's a privilege that I have this opportunity. Is there any first-time visitors in the building this morning? Any first-time? First-timers? Yes. Shout out to our first-time guests. Hey, yes. We got a few. Hey. Thank you for choosing to join us here at Belmont this morning. On behalf of Pastor John, the elders, and the family here at Belmont, we welcome you. And really, our prayer for you is that you would believe in our Savior, Jesus Christ, that you would belong to a church family. Maybe today will be the day you decide to belong to Belmont, and that you will become the best person in Christ you can possibly become. Before we get into the message this morning, I'd like to take a moment and recognize our veterans. If you are currently serving in the military or have served in the military, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. If you'll stand for me, I'd like to recognize you all. If you have served in the military currently or in the past, church, help me, do me a favor. Let's give these women and men a round of applause. If you didn't know, tomorrow is Veterans Day. So let me just encourage you, perhaps you know one of the gentlemen or the lady who stood up, send them a card, maybe take them out for lunch, at a minimal, stop and say thank you to a veteran for their service. If it is your first time here at Belmont, we are going through a sermon series entitled Core. And what we're really looking at this morning are the core values that define us as a church, the core values that shape all of us here, right? And so last week, Pastor John kicked us off by talking about what it means to believe in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And that when you do believe, a transforming work starts to begin in your heart and mind, and that you become a new person in Christ. And so this morning, we're going to step two of that, and we're going to be talking about belonging. What it looks like to belong to a family, to belong to a church family, to belong to God's community. And if you are taking notes this morning, and I hope that you are, the title of today's message is Belonging to God's Community. Romans 14 and 8 says, if we live for the Lord, or if we live for the Lord. And if we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. And I'm going to go ahead and give you our 3 points for today. Our 3 points this morning. One, community is fun. Two, community is encouraging. And three, community attracts the Holy Spirit. And at the end of this message, I want you all to be able to answer a simple question. If you're taking notes, you can go ahead and write this question down. The question being, do you need community? Do you need community? If you decide the answer is yes, then I'm going to ask what you belong to. Do you belong to a community or something that will help build the kingdom of God? Let's pray. Father God, thank you for your word. Thank you for everyone represented here. Lord, I need you. I need you to go before me, go before this message. Lord, go before your people. Lord, I ask that you just mend hearts right now, that you mend minds right now, that you help us all to focus solely on you. Help us to forget whatever happened this past week, maybe even this morning. Help us to focus on you, the love of Christ, the healing power, the healing work that you're able to give. Lord, help us to understand what community looks like in your eyes. Help us to understand what it means to belong to a community. Lord, we love you so, so much. We're thankful for this opportunity to come together and just share a little bit about you. And so it's in Jesus' mighty name I pray, and the church says, amen. 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 Before we get to the first point this morning, I want to give you a little context, a little background. I like to unpack the core value of belonging by pairing it with community. As the interim community group director, I figured I'd be a little remiss if I didn't talk about community this morning, right? Because the truth is, we all belong to something and we all belong somewhere, right? You agree? A couple head nods, yes. For example, I believe it's safe to say that most of us here right now belong to God's community. Some of us belong to a community gym. Myself, John, Jason, Josh, we go to the Kirk Family YMCA. I'm sure there's some others of you who do the same. Some of us belong to a community grocery store. Perhaps you have a membership at Sam's Club. Some of us belong to an online community. I'm sure most of us could raise our hand and say we belong to Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, maybe even some MySpacers who are still out there in the congregation, or online gaming communities. A community can be everything from a big city like Beijing in China to a kindergarten. It can be a big country like Canada or a small neighborhood made up of the houses on your street. Really, there's no limit to what a community can be. Even your household is a community. The whole continent of South America is a community, and everybody whose first language is Vietnamese make up a community. Turn to your neighbor and say, I belong to a community. If your neighbor is far away, just throw it out there. I belong to a community. Throwing it out there. Yes. And check this out. Did you know that there are over 7.5 billion people on this earth? Anybody know that? Yes, that's Sunday's fun fact. 7.5 billion. Capital B. I am here to tell you this morning that God did not intend for us to live in isolation. He specifically designed us to crave and thrive in relationship with others. If you were here for our last sermon series, God's Very Good Design, you'll remember that Adam was in community with God, the very first community. And even God said, hey, Adam, it's not good for you to be alone. I'm going to make you a helper, right? I'm going to make Eve and the community expand. We're our best selves when we're experiencing life's highs and lows with others. That means everyone here today, and perhaps those who will listen online, whether you're single, married, a child, an adult, a teenager, black, white, Hispanic, or anything in between, you need community. Everybody needs community. Say it with me. Everybody needs community. How do I know this? Great question, Joel. Open your Bibles to the book of Acts, and we're going to look at chapter 2 this morning. Acts chapter 2, I am going to be reading beginning in verse 42, and I'm going to take us through verse 47. And we're going to look at these verses to understand why we need community. These verses are going to serve as our backdrop or our foundation this morning as we work through the message, as it describes the fellowship of believers. And it'll give us a picture as to how some of the first Christians were living in community. Acts chapter 2, beginning in verse 42. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Our first point this morning is community is fun. Community is fun. Verse 46 says, every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, with a joyful and genuine heart, with cheerful and real hearts. I think it is safe to say some of them were tickled pink when they met together. So, I think that we this morning need to enjoy the favor of those around us. When I said community was fun, I think only about three of you smiled at me. So either you do not like my shirt this morning, or you had a very bad week, a very bad morning, and you're just mad at the world. And so I'm here to help you. I'm going to help you to smile and laugh this morning, because we as a church community are going to participate in a laugh attack. Has anybody ever heard of a laugh attack? No. Great. Perfect. This is great. All right, so here's what's going to go down. I'm going to give you some ground rules, all right? You got to stay within the ground rules. For 30 seconds, as a church community, we are going to laugh out loud together. 30 seconds. I'm going to time this on the count of three. Here's the rules, though. Rule number one, I need you to think back to this week. Think of something funny that happened. Maybe something at work, a conversation you had. Perhaps your child did something funny that you say, you know what, I've been thinking about that all week. That was pretty funny. You've been laughing. Put that picture in your mind for me. Put that picture in your head. Some of you, I know you're like me. You're a little serious, and you're like, look, Wes, I don't know about this whole having fun at church. I need something to help me laugh. All right? I got you covered, because I was the same way, all right? So I'm going to show you some pictures. Before I do, don't laugh. Hold your laughs in, because we want to laugh together as a community, all right? So, first picture for us. Hold it in. This is me praying that, don't laugh. This is me praying all week that you all would enjoy my sermon this morning. All right, all week I was praying. Next picture. This is Tim's Halloween costume from about 4 years ago. He wanted to be a button. I told him it wasn't a good idea. He didn't listen. There we go. Next picture. I'm going to let that sit there for a minute. You don't get it, ask your neighbor. Don't laugh. It's not time. Next picture. This is Pastor John. He was about to punch Levi because Levi wanted a chocolate cake. He wouldn't give it to him, and I was taking a picture. They probably don't even know I was doing this. Levi caught me, and he was about to punch me. This was like 4 years ago. Pretty funny. All right. I think that was the last one. All right. So we ready? Last ground rule. I'm going to count to three. We're going to laugh out loud. All right. Last rule is you got to turn and look at your neighbor, because you got to make sure they're laughing too, right? So look at your neighbor behind you, in front of you, because if they're not laughing, I want you to laugh at them, because they're not being part of our community this morning. All right? Got it? Here we go. On the count of three. Oh, last thing. This is not just a little chuckle, all right? I don't want to, right? I want you to really, like, go deep laugh. This is the community laugh, all right? Community is fun, all right? Let's do this. So on the count of three, I'm going to count us off. For 30 seconds, we're going to laugh out loud. One, and you're going to cycle through the pictures. One, two, three. Can sometimes portray us Christians as a pretty boring bunch, right? Anybody ever experienced that? But I'm here to tell you that couldn't be further, and it shouldn't be further from the truth. Community is fun. God's community is fun. Which takes us to our second point this morning, is that God's community is encouraging. All right? Being in community gives you the chance to be around people at different stages of their faith journey. and to bear their burdens alongside them. My burden right now is that my side kind of hurts a little bit from all that laughing, which is awesome because everyone has something to teach and everyone has something to learn. Each of us in here, no matter who you are, where you're at in your walk, what stage of life. In fact, belonging to a community creates the ideal environment to be a Barnabas or a friend, to be a Paul or a teacher, to be a Timothy or a student. No doubt some of you this morning most likely have arrived here seeking encouragement. Some of you probably did have a bad week at work. I was looking around. Some of you were having a tough time laughing even. And if I asked you, you may have said, you know what, Wes, I just had a bad morning. It was a rough morning, rough week. Maybe things aren't going good at home. Things aren't going good on the job. For some of you, you may be discouraged this morning. Maybe you're depressed. Church, I'm here to tell you that belonging to God's community will serve as an encouragement. It will bring you the encouragement you need during these hard times. Verse 42 says, they devoted themselves, that word devoted, church, as a community, they devoted themselves. It wasn't just a one-time thing, to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe. Not just one or two people. Everyone was filled with awe at the many signs and wonders performed by the apostles. Church, God's community boils down to lifting each other up, learning from one another, and being the friend each of us needs. My wife and I, Jason and Ann Morgan, we lead a community group. And I can't tell you, I can't even stand up here and begin to tell you the friends. Actually, I don't even call them friends anymore. Everyone in that group, Jason, Ann, Darius, Shimonda, Joel, Alicia, the whole group is family, and they know that. I've got a Paul in that group that I consider Bill. Bill and Evelyn, so much wisdom, so much knowledge that I can learn from. Our group is actually called Christians Training Christians, and it's simply because we train each other, just as we just looked at. I know that while I may be leading and teaching, each of you out here this morning have an experience that I haven't had. Each of you have experienced Christ differently from me. So while I may be able to teach you a lot, you most likely can teach me a lot as well. Community encourages us to love one another as Christ has loved us. The songs that Margaret and Christy were singing were about love. Love binds us all together in perfect unity. Community is encouraging because it is life-giving. And church is actually essential to following Christ. If we go back to Romans, it reminds us that we're better together than when we are alone. No doubt, some of you would say, Wes, it is pretty hard for me to commit to community because I'm pretty guarded, right? I'm an introvert. I prefer solitude. My wife, Whitney, she would consider herself an introvert. If I asked her to go to a new community group by herself, she would probably look at me like I was crazy. She would get really anxious and stressed out. Some of you probably raise your hand and say, yes, that's me. I'm going to ask that you reconsider that. Figure out how you can get past that. What's the expectation when going to a group? What is it like showing up to someone's house? Church, we must remember that community is God's desire for us. And it's actually a sign of mature faith. As a matter of fact, community groups are a biblical model. The Christians in Acts, they weren't required to share to become believers. And neither are you. You're not required to share to become a believer in Christ. But let me tell you that the Christians in Acts, at the end of the day, voluntarily shared because when they grew in their relationship with other kingdom-minded people, they also grew in their relationship with Christ. Let me say that again. At the end of the day, when you all, when everybody here grows in your relationship with other kingdom-minded people, you grow in your relationship with Christ. Pastor John reminded us last week that we all need to have others. That part of that believing is being connected with one another. Plus, you need community to stay on mission, right? I mentioned I go to the gym with John and Jason and Josh, and I'm here to tell you, I'd probably only go once a week, if that, if it wasn't for these guys, right? All it takes is for one of them to send a text, we start joking, and next thing you know, I'm at the gym at 5 a.m. It's encouraging, and it's fun, right? It's fun. And not only that, I'm surrounding myself with other kingdom-minded men. So there's many times we leave the gym and pray for one another. There's many times we have solid conversations while we're working about things going on in our lives. And the same thing holds true here in our church context. Community is encouraging. When we share and are vulnerable with other believers, God moves and prayers are answered. But I don't want you to just take it from me that community is encouraging, right? So I actually asked a good friend of mine, Miss Melissa, if she would actually share, because I think what you would need to hear is a vivid example, a short testimony of what it looks like when you're a part of a group that is encouraging, that's fun. So Melissa, if you will, you'll come up. She's just going to share about her experience. No problem.
It's really great. I actually belong to two community groups at Belmont. The first group I belong to is the Ruby Youth Group on Thursdays. The teenagers are fantastic. So much fun. Such an encouragement. They keep me in the Word. They keep me studying throughout the course of the week. On Tuesday nights, I go to Evelyn Olson's women's study group. And as much as I feel like I belong with the teenagers, I'm not. But I actually really belong in this women's group. We encourage each other. We pray for each other. And I have grown so much in my just desire to be exactly who God would want me to be in my heart. A better wife to my husband. A better mother to my children. And a better member of my community, making other people feel like they belong here if I'm not with us too.
Good. Amen. Amen. And I'm sure this morning I could probably pass the mic around to several of you who could stand up here and say the same thing. And the reason I wanted you to hear that is I want you to know and believe and understand that it's not just me up here preaching to you this morning that community is fun, that community is encouraging, that it attracts the Holy Spirit. We have real life examples of this going on. All right, so it looks like, from what I can tell, a few of you still are needing to have some fun, right? Community is fun. You want to go back to the first point. So you know what? I'm going to make that happen for you right now. We're going to have some more fun as a community, all right? Here's how this is going to go. Each section is going to have a different assignment, all right? I'm going to give you the assignment. Then I'm going to tell you when to do your assignment, and we're going to do it all together as a group. Margaret mentioned earlier that we all feel like we belong when we do something together. Why do we sing the national anthem together? I don't even remember how I learned it. It's almost like it just comes to you. You just start singing it, and you feel a sense of belonging. So this is what this is going to look like. This group, this section over here, community is fun. Can you guys say community is fun? All right. Hopefully y'all can do a little better job of saying community is fun. They still don't believe me, so here's what y'all are going to do, all right? Your task is to do this. Come on, let me see you do it. There you go. All right. Nice. All right, stop. All right, this group, say it with me. Community is fun.
Community is fun.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, this group, here's what you're going to do. Yeah, come on. Stop. All right, good job. Don't forget your assignment. All right, this section. Community is fun.
Community is fun.
Nice. Here's what y'all going to do. You can't switch community, Joel. You got to stay in community. All right. All right, this section. Community is fun.
Community is fun!
this is what y'all are going to do. Y'all actually have a spelling test this morning. You didn't know it was going to happen. You're actually going to spell I belong. Here's what it sounds like. I-B-E-L-O-N-G. 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 Stop. All right, community is fun. Here we go. All right, when I point to your group, do your assignment. Hopefully this is going to work. We're going to do it together as God's community, having a little fun. All right, ready and go. So, that brings us to our third point, and final point, and most important point this morning is that community attracts the Holy Spirit. The Bible says the Holy Spirit is present whenever believers gather together. The Holy Spirit is present right now. Matter of fact, the Holy Spirit has been present as soon as all of you hit the doors. For some of us, the Holy Spirit was present as soon as we woke up this morning. A great example of this was the early church in Acts, which made a habit of meeting together, eating together, and worshiping together. The Bible says, as a result, the Lord added to their number daily. Daily. Not weekly, not monthly. The Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Let that sink in for a moment. What were they doing? They had a habit of meeting together, a habit of eating together, and a habit of worshiping together. I wonder what it would look like, Belmont, for us to get in the habit of doing that. Would we see the number of people being saved increased to a daily amount? What if we did that amongst the Roanoke Valley? If every church had their congregations meeting together, eating together, praying together, what if we see people saved daily? Without the Holy Spirit, you would actually be dead in your relationship to God. That's pretty weighty. Without the Holy Spirit, we all would be dead in our relationship to God. So we must thank God for that. And, you know, being in church on Sundays is no doubt important. However, if you want to be complete and a mature Jesus follower, I'm going to encourage you to be one every day in all of your contextual communities. What does that mean? What does that look like, Wes? It looks like when we leave here this afternoon, when you go to work tomorrow, Jesus goes to work with you. It means that when we leave here and you go to the gym tomorrow morning, that Jesus is a part of your gym routine. That Jesus is with you in your online communities, when you're on Facebook or Instagram, that people would know just by being around you that you are a Jesus follower. Pastor John also reminded us last week that we, that you, that I, we need a daily encounter with Jesus. How do we achieve this? Great question, Rick. We achieve this by embracing the biblical teaching of belonging to God's family. What I'm saying to you today, this is biblical truth. Embrace belonging to the church. Embrace belonging to the community of God. And thank Him for that, right? Is anybody thankful for the people in here, for the people around you, for your church community? Stop making excuses for not getting involved. Just stop. We have plenty of opportunities here at Belmont for you to get involved, for you to join a community group, for you to serve. Stop making excuses. Get involved. Find a local church. Perhaps if it's your first time, this could become your local church. And become a member. Now, I will say, let's take a little side note here. Some of you are saying, hey, Wes, why do I have to become a member of a church? That doesn't seem right. I can grow in my faith, and I can become a believer without becoming a member. I would tell you true, but then I would ask the return question, which is, what other communities are you a member of? I'm sure some of you are a member of Sam's Club. Some of you are a member to a gas rewards program. Maybe some of you are a member at a clothing store. And why are we members of these communities? It's because we want to reap the rewards. There's benefits in becoming a member. And the same holds true at Belmont. When you become a member, when you become part of a church family, one, you're signifying, you're saying, hey, I'm committed. I'm devoted, like these folks at Acts. I am devoted to this church family. Become a member. Join a community group. Join a ministry team. Serve on a team. Christian community exists so we can hear things that keep us believing. Because would anybody in here agree with me that it's pretty easy to fall off track when you're not part of a community? Amen. I'm pretty sure some of you can come up here and share some testimonies about the fact that when you did step away from community, things got rough. And on the flip side, some of you can stand up here and say, hey, Wes, when I was part of the community, you know what? It was encouraging. They did help me through that rough time. It was fun. Even for me, being a leader in a community group or serving on a team, it keeps me grounded. I know that I have a responsibility to you all, and it helps me in my own walk. The quality of your Christian relationships and communities serve as a direct barometer of your Christian life. How do I know that? Easy. Some of you I may not know very well in here, but I bet you if I took a microscope and I looked at the communities that you were a part of, if I looked at the relationships you had, I could probably paint a pretty good picture of who you are as a person. The quality of your Christian relationships and communities serve as a direct barometer of your Christian life. Turn to your neighbor and say, community attracts the Holy Spirit. For some of us, that's pretty weighty, right? For others, I'm here this morning to tell you, let that sink in. If you're wondering how to go deeper in your faith walk, if you're wondering how, what does it really look like for the Holy Spirit to be attracted to me, get around some folks who are kingdom-minded. The Holy Spirit will be attracted. I'm going to ask Margaret to come back up. In closing, the Christians in Acts left us a pretty vivid example of how the gospel can rearrange every aspect of our lives. They reminded us that belonging to God's community is fun. Belonging to God's community is encouraging. And belonging to God's community attracts the Holy Spirit. Last week, Pastor John talked about this dirt circle. Did anybody remember that picture, the illustration he gave? For those of you who weren't here, he talked about his neighbor's house, and there was a dog that was chained to a tree. And so the dog could only go so far. And apparently the neighbors had left the dog out there. The dog had created this dirt circle. It was as far as they could go, as the dog could go. Well, a few days go by, and Pastor John and his family decide to set the dog free. And even though the dog was set free, the dog wouldn't leave the dirt circle. It was like he couldn't understand that he was free. And even though some of us this morning have been freed from the grip of sin, from the grip of depression or anxiety or whatever may be bothering you this morning, we still are operating in that same mode. You're still operating in that same mode. Some of us, like the illustration Pastor John gave, are so trained in our old way of thinking that you remain confined. You refuse to join a community. You refuse to serve on a team. I would venture to guess that some of us are scared of exposing our weaknesses. Some of us don't want to get better. Let me encourage you and just say, don't let that be you. Community, God's community, is there to encourage you, to provide a place where you can bear your burdens. It's a safe, judgment-free zone, and it also is a place that's going to help you get better. Why do you and I need to belong? Why do you and I need community? I had a conversation last week at Community Group with Bill, and he gave me something, and I want to share with you guys. He said, hey, Wes, you know, I really love this community group. The spiritual warfare is always at play. And the devil does not want us to join community groups. He doesn't want us to get involved. He doesn't want us to become better. He doesn't want us to bear our weaknesses to others. We need to belong. We need community so that we can become all that God has called us to be. In order to be who God made us to be, we need to belong to his family, to the church, to God's community. Jesus gave his life for the church. Yet some of you refuse to participate past on Sunday. Jesus gave his life for the church. How does that affect your thinking right now? What will you do when you leave this morning? Will you become a part of Jesus' family today? At the beginning of the message, I clued you into a question I was going to ask you. That question being, do you need community? If you don't have the answer yet, I'm going to give you a moment. Just think about it. Go ahead and get the answer in your mind. While you're at it, pull out that connection card Alicia mentioned earlier. If you don't have one, I'd like for you to take one out the seat pocket in front of you. I want to see connection cards. If everyone will take one out for me. I want to see everyone with the connection card. Everybody with the connection card. Go ahead and do me a favor. Write your name on that connection card. Write your name on the connection card. Even if you've already filled one out, you can fill out another one. Write your name on the card. Go ahead and write your number or your email. I should see pins moving. If you decided the answer to the question is yes, here's what I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask that you write what community you belong to here at Belmont. Or what community do you serve in? You can just write it in the section with the lines and the notes. Name, number. And just tell me what community you belong to. If you say, hey Wes, you know what? I did answer yes to the question, I need community. But maybe it's your first time. Or maybe you haven't decided to serve yet. But you say, you know what? I think I am ready to serve. I think I am ready to take that next step in my Christian faith. I want to become a part of a community. I'm going to make it real simple. There's some check boxes. If that's you, you can check the box, I would like to join a community group. It's very practical right now. You can also check, where are you willing to serve? And there's a reason behind this. I'm the interim community group director. I want to be able to see where everyone stands, and I want to be able to help you to be the best Christian you can be in fellowship with community with others, right? And maybe most importantly, the same card, if you're here this morning and you say, hey, Wes, I do need community. I am ready to serve or join a group. However, I need to back up a minute. Because I need to know what it looks like to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm going to make it very easy for you. I'm not going to ask you to come down or raise your hand. Use the same connection card, and there's a checkbox that says, I would like to know more about a relationship with Jesus. Do me a favor, if that's you this morning, if you say, hey, Wes, I need to figure that out first, check that box for me. Myself, Pastor John, Tim, or one of our deacons, someone will give you a call, and I'd like to talk to you about that. What does that look like? I'm going to have Pastor John going to come up and give us a few announcements and dismiss us. We should have a connection card from every single person here this morning. Whether it's your first time or you've been here several times, this is how we want to connect with you. This is how we want to get to know you. I'm going to pray us out, and I'll have Pastor John come out.